We bless the name of the Lord God, our Savior, our Keeper, our heart fixer and mind regulator. He is everything to us. He is our strength. He is our joy. He is our compass. He is our guide. And even as we encounter the presence of God during this consecration, my soul rejoices in Him. Some of you may be aware of the events that unfolded today at the Capitol in DC. The Capitol was stormed today by Trump supporters who were first called protesters, demonstrators, but as the mayhem unfolded, they were deemed as a mob, as those that perpetrated things that were worthy of criminal charges. Even reflecting the activities of those who would challenge the governmental structure of our country and therefore deemed domestic terrorists, that they would have the audacity to storm the Capitol building while the progress and process of our government was in action. The atrocity and the debauchery, the rank disrespect and violation of a place that is normally under heavy guard, very restrictive access. There was even a picture of one of the mob inside, I believe it was Senator Pelosi's office, with his feet up on her desk, grinning as if it didn't matter to him one way or the other that he was in the place that he had no business being in. But God knows all things. Today is the day that our consecration began. And the power of the Lord, the prayers of the righteous, this is what's needed for such a time as this. These are times that reflect the climate of a country and the world after the rapture of the church. This is the kind of anarchy, the kind of blatant disrespect for the authorities and the powers that be, lawlessness and criminal behavior being encouraged at the highest level of our government, captioned with the words that came out of his mouth, "I love you, I understand." How do you understand lawless behavior? How do you express affection in a time when correction is needed? The scripture says there's a time and a place for everything. Beloved, we are certainly in the times that are leading up to the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming again soon, and you must be rapture ready. As we look at the text of our focus today, it is so important that you understand the character of those who walk by faith. We are justified by faith. And because we are justified, that means that our sins have been wiped away. We stand before God, who sees and knows all things. just as if we've never sinned at all. Justified, to be made just. The unjust, because of what Christ has done, can be made justified. By one offering, the Bible says, hath he forever perfected them that would be sanctified, the set apart. And because of our justification by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, despite the mayhem of what's happened even today, despite the pandemic reaching greater levels of infection. Hospitals are starting to become overwhelmed again. Undertakers are advising people, for those who have loved ones that die at home, to put their bodies on ice because they can't take them. We have never heard in all the pandemic that undertakers are giving advisement to people to buy dry ice because it can take them days or weeks to come to take the body. We will not fear, for the Lord is with us. And it is because we have God with us, and because we have access by faith into grace that allows us to stand, we can be confident in God, the character of those who walk by faith. We don't walk by faith because of convenience, but because of conviction. The scripture says, stand fast in the faith, stand sure, stand confident, for this is the confidence that we have in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. This is the confidence that we have, that he that has begun a good work in us will perform it. He will complete it. Your process of sanctification will not end in failure. For whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, brethren, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Therefore, we can stand and be strong. Our faith stand does not encourage weakness. It encourages godly character that results in transformation. We, as the ministers of the gospel, do not exercise dominion over believers. We are called to help you, to help by your side, that we would encourage you to stand by faith. Understand that in the body of Christ, no one lords it over God's children. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. It is foolish. It is not wise. I know that sometimes people use it in terms of a term of endearment, but it's out of order for a shepherd to make reference to the congregation that they serve as my people. They're not your people. They're God's people. We are his people and walk by faith and in Holy Ghost liberty. We don't owe the flesh anything. We don't owe the body of flesh anything. We walk in the freedom of the Holy Spirit. And we are admonished to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and to not entertain, not to play with, not to indulge with anything that will take us into bondage. We've been born free. You need to stay free. Free in your heart, free in your mind, free in your thoughts, free in your spirit, free in your emotions. For we are not debtors unto the flesh to serve the flesh, but we have been made free by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, then you are free indeed. The character and the transformation that takes place in us is so powerful that our entire lives are affected by faith. When the scriptures say we walk by faith, that's not limited to the physical experience of putting one foot in front of the other. It speaks broadly of our lives, so that it may be fair to say that what that scripture conveys is that we live by faith. Our lives are characterized by faith. We don't walk in fear. We don't walk in unbelief. We don't walk in the flesh. Clearly, that phrase, walking in the flesh, has nothing to do with the physical exterior of our being. Because we are in a body with a soul, and we are truly spirit. So the order that is more accurate is that we are spirit with a soul that lives in a body. The outer man is flesh. But when the scriptures say we don't walk after the flesh, it's talking about the mindset of the flesh, carnal, of the world, seeking to fulfill its own desires, being motivated and guided and governed by impulses, desires, the same kind of mechanization that affected Eve in the garden. She saw that the fruit was good to look at, something to be desired to make her wise. The enemy seduced her into disobedience. The scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And our walk by faith is a walk in love. All that's in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And God is not in it. And so because of this, because of our character being rooted and grounded in the Holy Ghost, for if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature created in Christ Jesus unto good works. The works we do reflect our heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as a man thinketh, or as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. The psalmist's prayer was, give me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit, O Lord. For the heart is desperately wicked. The scripture says, who can trust it? But because we walk by faith, because we walk by the unction of the Holy Spirit, we are transformed by this spirit of liberty, and we are changed into the image of what we behold in the glory of the Lord. The word of the Lord is his mirror. It reveals us. It exposes us to us. But it also reveals God to us. And when Paul wrote to the Corinthians concerning the spirit of liberty, he said to them, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, looking into a mirror and seeing the glory of the Lord, that beholding him, and we behold him by reading his word, because the word is a mirror. The word reveals God to us, and it exposes us to us individually. When you look into the word of God, you will see whether or not you're lined up with the word. And it's the same thing when you get yourself prepared to leave your home. You look in the mirror. You make sure that things are in order. And you don't walk away from the mirror after having beheld something that's out of order without making adjustments. And what the word does is that the word shows us where we need to make adjustments, not where we need to condemn ourselves, but where we need to line up with the word. And so it says, as we behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord, as we stay before him in prayer and fastings and the word, that there is a transformation that takes place in our lives practically, in a practical sense, by the Spirit of the Lord. This is where God is at work in us, both to do will and to do of his own good pleasure. He is not just in you to use you. He's in you to transform you. And so tonight, as we prepare ourselves for prayer, it is this transformation by faith. It is the building up of the character of faith that we are seeking God to do in us. I want to be more like him. I want to love more like him. But I've got to start by loving him. Because if I love him, I will keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Father, in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bless your name tonight and thank you for your abiding presence. We thank you that you have taken us from a place of being outside of the covenants of promise, alienated from the commonwealth. We were not a part of the area of blessings, but you brought us in through Jesus Christ. Yes, salvation came to the Jews first, but I'm so grateful that in your mind you made room for us. Oh, you made room for us, Lord. You made room for us at the table. You made room for us in your presence. Lord God, right now, I thank you, Lord, that room is being made again for somebody on this line tonight as we pray. Thank you that our justification is not because of some religious practice. It's not because we said a number of prayers. It's not because we've done anything concerning penance, Lord God, because Jesus paid it all. He paid the full price for our sin. And because we trust in what he has done and we have repented of our sins, we have confessed them and turned our backs on them. Because we, in obedience, were baptized in the water in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins. And we've gone on to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit according to your word, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. We bless your name tonight. There is therefore now no condemnation. We're not walking by a feeling. We're walking by the truth of your word. We thank you that you've loved us so much that you came into the world, you made and made room for us in your presence. We have peace with you now because our sins have been washed away. Even in this consecration, it's not about sin. It's about going higher. I thank you. Our focus is not on what we've been, what we've done, who we were. But Lord God, we thank you that you are working in us your great purposes by faith. Yes, if there's anyone on the line that has committed sin, Lord God, it is my prayer that they would repent and that if there's any secret sin, that they would honestly come before you with a contrite heart in repentance with godly sorrow. Oh, Father, our lives are set apart and we don't take salvation for granted. We have access by faith into grace, and it is by grace that we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift from you. Oh, God, I thank you. That even now, in spite of what we face, in spite of the tribulations that we go through, we know that tribulation is working for us. It's working patience, and patience is working experience, and experience is working hope, and hope is making us bold and unashamed. I thank you that the love that you have for us has not just drawn us to you, but it has insulated us from the evils of this world. It is by, because you loved us that you gave your only begotten Son. It is because of love that we are saved and sanctified. It's because of love that you have lifted us. It's because of love that we can forgive because we've been forgiven. It's because of love that we can be flexible with others because you've been flexible with us. It's called mercy. And because your mercy is operating in our lives, we thank you, Lord God, that our hearts are secure. No one can lay hold against us or lay a charge against us. because Christ is the one that died, yea, rather, who has been risen and sits at your right hand. We thank you that because of the resurrected Jesus, we can stand fast in faith. Lord, somebody on the line tonight, I'm praying for them, Lord, that their spiritual legs will get strong, that they will stand firm in your word. Oh God, that the understanding of being justified comes upon them in such a way that they smile again, that they can sing again, that they know that you're not looking for them to fall, to be a corrective officer, a corrections officer, or a judge, or a jury, or an executioner. But it is because you loved us, because we've been justified, that we can stand. Lord, somebody needs strength in their spiritual legs to stand. Strengthen their heart to stand, strengthen their mind to stand. And I speak strength right now by the Holy Ghost. Lord God, you told us to be strong and to be mature. Lord, I thank you that this consecration is changing character. It's building character. It's resulting in transformation so that the weak can say, I'm strong. The poor can declare, I'm rich. The sick can declare, I'm healed, not because of what we've done, but because of what Christ has done. And so, Lord God, I bless your name that in this consecration, we are working together and praying one for another and standing by your word. Lord, somebody tonight needs to hear that after having done all to stand, that they can stand, that sin will not overpower them, that fear will not overwhelm them, and that whatever we face, we can declare with confidence it is well with our soul because you are with us, Lord. Your spirit is not the spirit of fear. Hey, God, tonight we come against the spirit of fear. We come against the spirit of doubt. We come against the spirit of unrest. Lord God, the devil is a liar. We know that the country is in a state of unrest, but we pray tonight, Lord God, that your people would hold on to your peace that you offer, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Lord God, when the storms come, hallelujah. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Lord God, when danger is around us, thank you for your peace. When the devil wants us to be fearful, tonight we thank you for your peace. You've not given us the spirit of fear. Lord God, no matter what the doctor's reports say, we will not fear. No matter, Lord God, what the test results are, we will not fear. I thank you, Lord, for you for touching homes and moving in homes by your spirit. Moving in hearts and moving in lives by your spirit. Even tonight, I thank you that you have given us the spirit of love, the spirit of power, the spirit of a sound mind. It is by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost working in us. I thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit opening our eyes to see you through the word. Oh, Lord, let your word have residence and precedence in our hearts. And God, let us make it so. Hallelujah. Sometimes we ask you to do things for us that we need to do ourselves. Oh God, we need to make you the priority. You're not going to make yourself a priority in our lives. We are going to make you the priority. We're going to adjust our behavior. We're going to change our schedule. We're going to modify our thinking with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of liberty. Hallelujah. I thank thank you tonight that you have freed us from the tyranny of sin. You freed us from the overwhelming pressures of doubt and stress and unbelief. Lord God, you have freed us from the chains, the emotional chains of depression. Hallelujah. I thank you right now that by your Spirit, even when we have gone in directions that are not good for us, that your Spirit of grace leads us into truth, leads us into liberty. Yes, Lord. Tonight, Lord, tonight, I thank you for the Spirit of liberty. I thank you for Holy Ghost direction. Lord God, I thank you for a people that are standing on your word, for a people who have made up their minds, no matter what we go through, hallelujah, hell or high water. I thank you tonight for a made up mind. Oh God, we are starting out on this consecration, today being the first day. And Lord God, I know that some may be feeling physical issues even from it, Lord God. And the thing is that sometimes we go through an experience similar to this when we're not fasting, when we're not eating, hallelujah, and our bodies don't have the same results. But Lord God, when we turn our plates down for you, when we set our heart to seek your face, when we set our minds on turning down our plates, all of a sudden some of these issues crop up. And Lord, we know just where they're from. We know the devil wants to bring fear. We know the devil wants to bring doubt. But I thank you tonight. You told us, Lord God, to speak to mountains. Hallelujah. 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 We are speaking to mountains tonight, Lord, mountains of unbelief, mountains of despair, mountains of unforgiveness, mountains of jealousy, mountains, Lord God, of stinking thinking, Lord God, mountains, Lord God, of even physical issues, mountains of sickness and infirmities. Lord God, we speak to satanic mountains now. Oh God, they must get out of our way. They must be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. It shall be done. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch that person right now who is dealing with a headache issue. Touch that person right now who's dealing with weakness, Lord God, in their physical body. Oh, tonight we give you praise and glory. Oh, tonight we magnify your name. Lord God, I thank you for waves of healing that will manifest in this week. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you that you would even administer Holy Ghost medicine. Hallelujah. Woo, God, I know that there are some that are taking medication, Lord God, in the natural. But Lord God, even beside that, I feel your Spirit speaking to me now to confess over your people that your word is medicine. Hallelujah. And today we start the process, hallelujah, for building ourselves up spiritually, building character, building faith. Oh God, we take it not for granted that the times and the seasons are such that you have allowed us to be in. For truly, we are in the kingdom for such a time as this. Lord, the timing is no mistake. The fact that we're in 2021 is no mistake. The fact that we've seen a president 45 with all the debauchery, Lord God, with all the evils, oh God, with all the selfishness, hallelujah, and all of the vices that are materializing this person, Lord God, we know that you're getting your people ready. Hallelujah. We see evil in high places. Hallelujah. And we know, Lord God, that this world is not our home. Lord God, we long for a city. Hallelujah. Lord God, we long for a city, hallelujah, that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is you. We bless your name tonight for strength in the Holy Ghost. God, the devil is a liar. We shake it off right now. Hey, somebody on this line, they need to hear these words. Shake it off in the name of Jesus. Shake it off in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you. We acknowledge your presence. We thank you for covering us, hallelujah, with your feathers. Thank you for protecting us with your eagle's wings. Thank you, Lord God, hey, for being by our side, that your truth shall be our shield and buckler. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the unspeakable gift of the Holy Ghost. Hey, it is a matchless gift. Hallelujah. It's a gift like no other. We bless you tonight for the indwelling spirit. Hey, for the Lord is that spirit. Thank you, Lord. Our hands belong to you. Our minds belong to you. Our hearts belong to you. And tonight, Lord, we want you to saturate this line with your presence. Saturate this line with your anointing. Let it find the open space in every heart and pour out a fresh anointing. Let it find, oh God, that wounded space and pour out there the fresh anointing. Let it find, oh God, that broken place and pour out there your fresh anointing. Search us, oh God, and know our thoughts. Try us. I know our hearts. Try us, Lord, and know our thoughts. If there be any wicked way in us, lead us, Lord God, by your spirit into the way everlasting. Hey, God, we know that none of us know the day or the hour where Jesus will come again. None of us know the day or the hour when we will breathe our last breath. But Lord, no matter what, we want to be ready when Jesus comes. We lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset, and we are running this race tonight. We commit ourselves afresh. We rededicate ourselves anew. We put our hearts in your hand and say, have thine own way. Lord, we want you to stretch out in us. Hallelujah. We want you to have your way, Lord God, in our speech. Lord, let the unction, we want the unction of the Holy Ghost to rule within us. And so tonight, Lord God, I pray that on this line that we will come to a new place of surrender. Surrendering our will to yours, surrendering our ways to yours, surrendering. Lord God, we are here to fulfill your purpose, and anything else is a distraction. We're here to give you glory and to honor you with our lives. We are your vessels, we are your tabernacle. Knuckles. Hey, Ramoshanda Rabosa. Hallelujah. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And you told us in your word, if any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Lord, let us be ready when Jesus comes. Hey, God, calls us to see you the way we ought to see you, as our mighty God, as a God that will never be defeated, as a God whose words will never fail, as a God that put us here. And because you put us here, we are here with purpose. We're not failures. Hey, God, there is no one on on this line that's a mistake. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We're here because of mercy. We're here because of your grace. And Lord, tonight, help us to realize that the character of faith and the transformation of our lives by faith, God, is connected to a greater purpose. It's created to a God purpose, and a God purpose is greater than a me purpose. Oh, tonight, Lord, help us, Lord, to discern God purpose. We know the country, Lord, is in a mess. We know the world, Lord God, is in a sickness. Hey, God, but I thank you that upon this rock you declare, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail, shall not win over her. God, I thank you right now. Lord God, we see your hand in society. We see your hand in community. We see your hand in the nation. We see your hand in the world. Oh God, we're in a place and in a situation where the normal has changed forever. Oh God, we come here now together because this is where we need to be. Hallelujah. This is where we need to be. We make you our priority. Hey, this is where we need to be. This is where we need to be. Oh, we need to be here. We need to be on this consecration. We need to be on this prayer. And tonight, Lord God, we don't end this call with petitions, Lord. We don't end this call with requests. But Lord God, as we come, Lord God, close to the end of this prayer, we end it tonight with praise. We praise your mighty name. Oh God, we praise your name. We praise you for healing. We praise you for grace. We praise you for the anointing. We praise you for your hand being on our lives. We praise you for favor. We praise you, Lord God, that Goliaths will fall. Hallelujah. Goliaths will fall. Goliaths will fall. Goliaths will fall. Goliaths will fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to Goliaths in people's lives right now. I speak to the Goliath, Lord God, that's in people's minds right now. I speak to the Goliath that's trying to intimidate and distract us from focusing on you, and the devil is a liar. Goliath will fall. Goliath will fall. Oh, Ramoshata Ike, Ramosanda. Hey, God, Ramotashanda. Thank you for beauty for ashes. Thank you for the oil of joy for mourning. Thank you for the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Thank you for your word that is spirit and its truth. Lord God, we thank you that you think enough of us to sustain us even when we're under pressure, to sustain us even when we're under fire, to lead us and guide us into all truth, to allow us to hold our heads up high, declaring that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Lord God, for every son and every daughter that's on this line, we pray now, Lord God, that your mercies would be on their lives. For as we every husband and every wife on this line, tonight we pray that your mercies would be on their lives. Lord God, for every mother and every father that's on this line right now, we pray that your mercies would be on their lives. For every uncle, for every aunt, for every grandmother and every grandfather, oh God, we pray that your mercies would be on this line. For every well-wisher and every congregant, no matter where we are, near or far, I pray for mercy tonight. Oh God, mercy. Mercy, Lord God, mercy for the Abrahams facing their Mount Moriahs. Mercy and grace for the Esthers, Lord God, that are facing the possibility of perishing if they take a bold stand. Mercy, Lord God, for every Joseph that has to hold on to his integrity until the promise is manifested in the face of adversity, challenge, and temptation. Lord God, let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail. Lord God, even for me, Lord God, even for Lady Michael, Lord, even for our children, Lord God, I pray for the first family. Oh, God, you are our strength right now. You are our grace right now. Lord God, thank you for mercy on our lives. Lord, I thank you that everyone on this line tonight is covered. We come to the end of this prayer tonight, but we thank you that we're covered. We're covered. We're not alone. We're covered. We're covered. We are protected by your love. We are covered. We are covered. And because of this, we can stand. Because of this, we can be transformed as we look into the word, as we look into the glass of glory. Woo! Hallelujah. As we look into the word that you have given us, Lord, I thank you that this word reveals you to us. It speaks to our heart concerning our God. It is the revelation that we need for elevation. Oh, God, somebody on this line tonight needs to hear it. God, the word is the revelation necessary for elevation. Oh, God, your word is an anchor to the soul. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is sharp, it's quick and powerful. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word has gone forth out of your mouth. It's not coming back void. It's going to accomplish. Tonight, I bring this prayer to a close, thanking you for accomplishing. It shall be done in 21. And so tonight, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. We thank you that there is something happening right now. In the midst of chaos, there's something happening to bring glory to your name. Out of the darkness of a desolate world, in a world that was overcome with darkness, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters, and you began to speak. And as you spoke, things began to happen. Help us, Lord, even in this consecration, to understand that if it's going to get done, it's going to take faith, and that it shall be done in 21. We praise your name tonight. We bless your holy name tonight. You are the God of peace. So allow us tonight to both lay ourselves down in peace and sleep, for thou, O Lord, only allows us to dwell in safety. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for a fresh word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for a fresh revelation. Thank you. Thank you for taking us deeper in your word. And so, Lord God, I speak this over your people tonight, that they may stand in character. Character based on faith, and be transformed into what you would have us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you. Tonight, beloved, I need you to unmute yourselves to give God some praise. Would you unmute yourselves so that the praises of God can ring out on this line? Hallelujah. Give him what he's worthy of. Give him what he deserves. Come on and open up the mouth and give God praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.